You know, I haven't really worked a lot this week. Monday and Tuesday, we worked partial days, but I feel like I've had less time to do things this week than on a normal week. I'm not really sure how you get ahead in that aspect, but if you will, join me in Acts 16. Acts 16. Paul thought that he was in the last days, and so I just kind of put as a reminder of what this lesson is about is prayer in the last days, where prayer was wont to be made. And just a couple of thoughts there. Prayer in the last days, but then where prayer was wont to be made. And so we're going to read verse 13, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. It says, "And on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither." Let's pray. Father, Lord, thank you for this day that you have given to us. And Lord, we just come before your presence asking for your strength, for clarity of thought. Lord, that you would take away the clutter from our minds right now, that we could truly just focus on worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Lord, there are many things that are heavy on our hearts. And sometimes, Father, we become overwhelmed with carrying that load. Please, Lord, just remind us to cast it all unto you. Thank you, Lord, for your promise to take care of us and to love us and to be with us until the end. Lord, I pray that you would please give us understanding now from these verses, these thoughts, that you truly would be exalted. Lord, for the multitudes of people this morning who are outside of this building with the needs that they have, God, we're asking you to work in their lives. Lord, we'd love to see people saved this week. Lord, we'd love to hear of people being healed this week, of problems being resolved. Lord, there's a lot of heartache. Father, we're just looking to you. Lord, give us strength through your word. Thank you that you've preserved it for us. Now guide and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we've gathered for the last Sunday of 2020. One of those years that people looked forward to for quite some time. And now it's almost over. And there truly have been some great highs through this year. We were able to go to Florida and see Julie's sister Lydia get married. And some of us wondered how long that was going to take for this to transpire. And it happened in 2020. And she's happily married and looking to see what God will continue to do through them. God provided some needed time and some needed work. When things started shutting down for COVID, God provided for our family in a special way. These are kind of just my own personal list. God provided some new vehicles. We were in need of some vehicles, and God provided those. And he provided health for each one of us. He provided health in some really tough times of touch and go for a lot of people around the world. And if you just jump over to Proverbs 19 for just a moment. Proverbs 19, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. I put this at the beginning, then I forgot to read it. This was in regards to Lydia. Proverbs 19:14 says, "Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord." And so I'm thinking of Julie, some of her organizational skills and so forth. Well, Lydia has had a lot more time without being married to get some of those skills honed in. And I just thought, oh, poor Anthony, because I know where I came from, not very organized. Although I learned to organize the little trophies that I'd gotten from Beth Haven, you know, from height or from year. I had those on my shelf organized. Well, that's kind of where my organization skills ended. If you don't believe me, just step into my garage. And John and Matthew come home from college and they're like, "This is a mess," you know. And I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm going to pay you to fix it." But there's those things. And Anthony truly has found a blessing. And Lydia is a go-getter when it comes to getting things organized and scheduled out. And that's a blessing. It's a blessing for us to be able to see even from a distance. So just some of the highs from this year. But then there's also been some great lows. As you think of Psalms 23 and verse 4, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death. The psalmist said he'd fear no evil, but through that valley of death, there's been a lot of that in a different way this year. It's become more personal. Even though you look at the CDC and you see that the ratios of death haven't really changed that much, still it's been brought to us in a more personal or more direct way somehow through this situation. I think of Greg and Kate's little one, June, had nothing to do with COVID, but she passed away. For Julie's Aunt Cindy, that also had nothing to do with COVID, but she passed away. We have the election chaos that has transpired and continues to be unraveled. You have all of the COVID constrictions. Pastor Kroll, I listened to one of his messages a few weeks ago, and it could be while we were sick at home with the supposed COVID thing. I can't remember at this minute, but he mentioned how that it was during Trump's administration that most of America was denied the opportunity to go to church. And the point was is not to look to man, but to look to God. And there's been a lot of unusual things that have taken place this year, a lot of lows. There's been a lot of conflict of interest just between Christians and their various mindsets about whether or not they're going to wear a mask or not. So there's been a lot of highs and a lot of lows. But through all of this, God has always been high and lifted up. As we looked at last week, I think it was, He's always been high and lifted up and able to hear our hearts and our mouths full of gratefulness and also for the yearnings and cryings of the cares and weights of all these low moments. I have a question for us this morning. Have we ever communicated with someone, maybe sent a text or some way that we were going to call them, we were going to communicate with them at a certain time, but then you got busy, you forgot, totally slipped your mind? I'm just thinking about this year and all the moments of highs and lows. How many times have we had good intentions of spending more time with God in prayer or Bible reading or whatever other ministries that you might have had on your mind? We have a lot of good intentions. But the cares of this world, I know that conversations tended towards a lot more politics this year than a normal year of election. But the cares of this world that cloud our memory and our motives, maybe we made this purpose in our heart in January to read through the Bible or to read a certain book of the Bible in a certain time frame. Well, the time is gone, and you cannot reclaim that time. There's no way to make it up. I did tell the family this morning at breakfast, I really wish the days were a little bit longer. And Julie said, well, the nights have to be shorter then. And that's the reality of that. You can't reclaim the time. We have this little track phone that we try to keep for the kids at home. Sometimes one of them that takes off that doesn't have a phone will take it with them. But that track phone, when it comes time to renew the minutes, has really been a thorn in my side because I can't remember which day every year that it's supposed to be renewed. It's just renewed once a year. And because we've had so much trouble with it, that day changes every single year. And this last year, there was like, I can't remember, there was 40-some, 50-some, 70-some, I can't remember what the total of the money that was on it, the credit still. But because I had missed the date, in one instance, it was all gone. So I made some phone calls and tried to communicate, and they were telling me to get online and do this and that and another thing, and it wasn't working, so I called them back and so forth. And finally got to talk to someone, and they said, well, I'll give you $40 back, but the rest of it's just lost. And that's even better than time. because 5 seconds ago are never going to be reclaimed. They're gone. So just thinking of this morning then, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalms 90:12. There's only 4 days left in this year. What are we going to do with the last 4 days of 2020? A year that's certainly going to go down in history if God tarries his coming. Christ tarries his coming. But there's 4 more days left. But there is still time to pray, to hope, and to wait. There's still time for those things. Will you go with me to Isaiah chapter 12? Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Bible says here, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. And so there is always going to be time to pray, to hope, and to wait. Now, there is a level of confidence in this verse from Isaiah, but it's because he knew God. He spent time with him. When God called on him to do some tasks, we know he wasn't perfect, but we know that there was obedience there. Psalms 46:10 reminds us to be still and know that he is God. So being still. When I think of being still, I feel like that's my time to pray. Because those moments don't come very, very frequent or frequently enough, I feel. And so this morning, as we just consider this is our last Sunday together in 2020, the Lord just kind of burdened my heart late last night about taking extra time this morning to pray, but to pray specifically. And so I'm going to call on some of you. I'm going to give you some a theme to think of. And then when it comes to your time to pray, that's where I want you to focus on. And I'm certainly not restricting you only to that. But as we consider Matthew chapter 6, let's just jump there real quick. We'll run through this outline that Christ gave to us. In Matthew chapter 6, thinking about this year of highs and lows, maybe some promises, maybe some goals, some motivation that we had, we lost, we tried to regain, then we lost it again. In Matthew 6, it says verse 7, but when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, right? Says, jump down to verse 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So there was an exaltation of his name, of who he is, his power. Talks about verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In heaven as in earth, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So there's various things that Christ pointed out in that prayer as he's teaching the disciples. And so, though I'm not going to follow in exactly this order, these are some things I want us to think about. I'm going to ask Matthew if you would start us off in prayer with the idea of worshiping God, spirit and truth. I'm going to ask Pastor if he will pray for the confession of sins. And I got to thinking about it this morning specifically when you had Job, you had Moses, you had Daniel. They were leaders in their time frame. And we see all three of them crying out to God for the sins of the people. And so that's why I'm asking Pastor, as the pastor of the church, to pray, focusing on the confession of sin. And I'm going to ask John if you will pray for things relating to spiritual warfare. Now, I'm not going to have everybody pray this morning, and I don't want you to feel left out. It's just as God kind of gave me some of these themes, faces started jumping into my mind, and so that's why I know that some of you love to pray and are more than willing. But Jesse, I'm going to ask you to pray concerning claiming promises. Where's Jesse? There's Jesse. Okay, Uncle Jim, if you will focus on some intercession. And with that, I'd also like to mention two more people that need prayer and are asking for prayer. One is a friend of John and Matthew, Sam Ewing, who is undergoing tests again for leukemia. And then another one is a friend of Lydia's, and what's his name? Anthony. The friend Connor, and I've mentioned Connor here before, but Connor is under medical study again. And so if you could pray for those two people just throughout the course of the week. Brother Tim, could you focus on Thanksgiving? And then Ethan, on listening. As Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." And then I'm asked, Barry, if you would close, just focusing on God's will, that it be done. And I'd just like to go to the Lord in prayer. If everybody wants to take 2 to 3 minutes, this isn't about praying an hour right now. We don't have that much time. But just honoring the Lord, we're coming before his presence. As Paul went to that place where prayer was wont to be made. And I hope you've come this morning desiring to communicate with God and be communicated by God. But let's just focus on these things. So Matthew, would you like to start us off, please?
Father, we continue in prayer, and Lord, we do confess our sin before you. Father, you tell us if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, I pray that you would forgive us for pride. Lord, we hear that word so often in relation to America. In a good sense, and we realize, Lord, that you hate pride. It's the number one sin on your prayer list, the problem with it. Father, we, as we look help us to see others in light of Matthew 25, where if we do good things for other people and help them, that is doing it unto you, Lord Jesus. Father, please help us to see you when there's people in need. Help us to see you forefront, that we're not doing it for a person, but we're doing it for you. Lord, please transform our lives as we truly learn how to love people with a pure and holy love. Forgive us, Lord, of our pride, of our lack of love. Father, I pray that you would forgive us for time wasted, so much time wasted. And all of eternity, the rewards will depend upon how we use our time here for you. Lord, please forgive us for wasting so many days, weeks, months, and years. Father, please forgive us for not having our gospel shoes on so many times, thinking that something else is more important. Lord, please forgive us. Please forgive us, Lord, for not praying for our missionaries as we ought to, day and night. Lord, we acknowledge that all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. We come so far short of your glory, and I ask, Lord, that you would forgive us and that you would heal our land. We pray in Jesus' name.
God, as we continue, we submit ourselves before you. Lord, we resist the devil. Lord, we are under you and under no else. So we speak clearly of. We are dead to sin. Satan is not our boss anymore. We recognize that. We recognize that we are not fighting a war against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we have no authority in ourselves. Lord, we resist the devil in your name. We resist the devil in the power of your Son. Lord, we recognize that the weapons of our warfare, as Corinthians talks about, are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God, I ask that you would pull down those strongholds in our life, Lord, the strongholds of our community, the strongholds of our nation, of pride, as was mentioned, God, of greed, of selfishness. Lord, there are many other strongholds of sports, or alcohol, drugs. God, these are strongholds that Satan has used to deceive, to lure astray. Lord, of our immorality, and so many other things that he has used to distract, to lure believers, to lure the lost, to a darker place, total deception. God, we're asking that you would remove these strongholds. Whereas Satan is defeated, he's defeated by the cross as Christ died. Lord, he has no power. He has no authority, particularly over us as believers. Lord, he has no authority over any person that you died for. We know according to many verses of John 2:16 that you died for all. Lord, you've paid your blood for every person. And God, I'm claiming your blood applied to every person to come. God, he was destroyed. Lord, I pray that we would just recognize this. You know it. But God, would you make it real in our hearts? When we see the devil working, we recognize that he is a defeated foe. And we have the victory in Christ. But when we feel discouraged, when we recognize that he is the discourager, trying to deceive us with lies as he did Eve in the garden. But when we recognize that your word is true, that all of what Satan says is a lie, we recognize the difference between the Holy Spirit's voice and the devil's voice. Because he is a deceiver, the one who sheds darkness, not all that which is light is of you. It's not white, it's not clear, it's satanic. And God, I just ask that you would give us that clarity, give us that understanding. When we are in times of distress or judgment, confusion, that is of the devil. That he has no power because you have conquered him on the cross. And God, we have the victory. Lord, as it talks about in Ephesians, that we are quickened together with Christ and have been raised together with him. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are far above all principalities and powers. You rule over each one. You raise up the leaders, you put down the leaders. You cause this earth to spin. You cause this universe to stay in order. Lord, you know when the flower falls. You know when the tree grows. You know every sparrow that is hungry. One much more important than each one of those is the human race who you created, became one of, and died for. Or in dying, conquering sin, death, and hell. And God, until we recognize that and claim those promises, which you're doing right now, we will be oblivious to that victory that we have. And God, we have that victory. We have the power of Christ in us as you give it, your disciples. Power over demons. Power over sin. Lord, you've given us the same thing because we are in Christ. God, I claim that authority right now. The authority of Christ in us over the wicked one.
We ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, continue to pray to thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness. And I want to claim that promise. And thank you that you are faithful, that promise. Lord, you promise us so many things, but I ask that you give us the faith to believe. Give us the faith to trust in what we do believe. Give us our doubting minds, our doubting moments. Name St. Chronicles 7:14, Lord, for people which are called by your name should humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Then you will hear from heaven, you will forgive and heal. I just ask that, Lord, you help us to turn from our wicked ways, help our country. Turn from our wicked ways, Lord. We all have wicked ways. We're living in these bodies of flesh. We're far from perfect. Lord, show us our wicked ways and we turn from them. Today, Lord, you can heal us and heal our land. Lord, we plead for our land that you would do a mighty work, that they would see their need to turn from their whatsoever we do in your name, you will bless, you will go with us. I just ask that you would go with us in whatever you call us to do, whatever mission, whatever task, whatever we would trust that you are with us. You will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, help us to trust continually.
Heavenly Father, we're grateful for another day you've given to us. We thank you for your word, where it says that there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are in heaven making intercession for us to the Father. You know our downfalling, you know our uprising. And Father, our desire today is that, Father, you would be with these dear ones, friends, relatives of ours that are struggling with physical needs this morning. We think of the Walls. I think of the Snyders. I think of Sister Leah, Sister Yvella. Father, others that are struggling this morning. Nancy. So many others. We think of these friends of you. John's. Anthony and Lydia's there, the friend there. You would just intervene in their lives and give healing. Father, many this morning have physical needs. They need your help. Father, there's many of our loved ones this morning that they don't necessarily need physical help, but they need spiritual help. Father, we plead this morning, we make intercession for them. I have family members, probably everyone here has family members or loved ones that are not saved. If you was to come back today, they'd go out into eternity without you. Father, we just plead this morning as you make intercession for us to the Father. We plead this morning for these dear loved ones, physical needs, spiritual needs, that you would work in their lives. Father, most of all, we just thank you for all that you've done for us. And Father, especially a season that we just come through and you've saw fit to come down here, live a sinless life, and die in our place. We can pray, we can make intercession for others just as you are for us. We just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, as we continue in prayer, we just want to think about the thankfulness that should be in our hearts, especially this time of year, Father, as we're reminded of the birth of Christ and what you came down here to do and that was set us free, Father. We have every reason to be thankful to you for who you are, what you've done, and what you will do according to the promises in your word, Father. So many times forgive us, Father, when we're so unthankful. Your word tells us to come before you with thankfulness. And so many times we fail to do that. Father, as we have 4 days left in this year to set the foundation for next year. Help us to be thankful, Father. Help us not to look to what somebody else has and covet that. Just be thankful for the blessings Father, this, the many times we look around and start to murmur and complain because we don't have our sights set on what you've done for each one of us. Let's go to the cross and pay our sin debt. We have no reason to complain. Father, help the people of Greenville to see just a small church here in their midst. Pray that we will use these last few days just to lay the groundwork, Father, for how we should be in 2021, if you allow us that time, Father. But just help us to be a thankful people, Father. We'll thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you again for this opportunity that you've given us to come before your throne of grace and pour out our hearts to you, Father. As we continue in prayer, Lord, I just ask that you would continue to help us to be better listeners, Father, that our hearts would be in tune to your desires, Father. We would desire the things that you desire, Father, that we would be open to your word, Father. When we're running from you, when we're discouraged, Father, we sometimes don't want to listen to you. Father, I ask that you would work in our hearts, that we would always have a desire to hear from you, Father, to listen to that still small voice. Father, maybe sometimes when we're tempted, Father, Lord, that we would listen to the Holy Spirit, Father, convicting us, Father. I just ask that you would just continue to help us to be drawn closer to you, Father. Father, that our hearts would be of here am I, Lord, send me, Father, and that we would be listening and willing to go anywhere, Father, for you, for the cause of Christ, Father. Just ask that you'd help us. Father, we'd be attentive to your voice, Father. You desire to meet with us daily, moment by moment. Father, I just ask that you would work in our hearts. Father, I ask that you would just bless now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for how you give us instruction and direction through it, Lord, and how you reveal your will to us through your word. Lord, we so desire to see your will done around us in the world, Lord. We know that you desire to see people saved. You have all that belong to you, and Lord, we desire to see your awakening throughout our local community, in our country, and throughout the world, Lord. We know that that's what we need. We see the decline in society and leadership, and Lord, we know that that is because that there's a decline in the people. And Lord, we desire to see hearts made right with you. Again, we know that that is your will. And Lord, just throughout each of our lives individually, Lord, we desire to see your will done in our lives. We desire to be vessels that can be used of you to accomplish your will. And Lord, we also are easily distracted with the things going on around us in the world. We're thankful that you're in control. But Lord, so often we can feel like maybe your will is not being accomplished. And Lord, may it not be that we are wishing that our will would be your will, but that we'd really be seeking your will to be done, Lord, knowing that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts and your ways than our ways. And Lord, we know that you have a purpose and a plan through the things that you allow to happen, and that you are able to teach us and help us to grow and accomplish bigger things than we can imagine. So we desire that in the close of this year and heading into next year, that we would be seeking your will and not our own. We would allow you to accomplish your will through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, hopefully none of you fell asleep. We are a little bit late, but don't let that bother you or ruffle your feathers. Let's just get ready for next service, all right? Thank you.